Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychology of equestrian sport. This week, I want to talk about an overlooked aspect of goals. So often when we talk about goals, we're talking about how do we form good goals. And in fact, when I talked about the five pillars of success, we talked about SMART goals, goals that were specific and measurable, achievable, that were relevant to what we're doing and bound by time. Today I want to talk about another aspect of goals, which is the idea that no matter how well formed our goals are, if we don't attain them or we don't achieve them, then it's not really going to matter. So what I want to talk about are a couple of things that may be helpful in helping us actually attain those goals that we set for ourselves. I read a research article recently that looked at the idea of what they called self-determination and what they called self-concordance, and explored how those two factors impacted athletes in their attaining their goals. And what they found, I thought, was pretty interesting. The first thing that they found is that when they were given autonomy in their pursuit of their goals, when their coaches allowed them to make decisions for themselves in moving forward, that contributed to the amount of effort that they put forward in working to achieve those goals. The second was this idea of self-concordance. And what self-concordance means is it means the degree to which our goals line up with our own personal values. And one of the ways to help us assure ourselves that our goals have a degree of self-concordance is by the idea of connecting those goals to what we call internal motivation. The idea is that they're not all being set upon us by somebody else. And when there is a degree of autonomy that's provided for by coaches, and when our goals line up with our own interests and values, what they found is that people made higher degree of effort in working to attain the goals. And then the other piece of it is that there was an increased sense of self-satisfaction, and for the athletes, an overall sense of well-being. When you're thinking about your goals, look beyond setting your goals and work towards setting up an environment which supports your actually attaining and achieving those goals. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. We'll see you next week. Thank you.